Whoops! You've accidentally let your podcasts recommend this one to you, and it's just started playing out of nowhere. So thank you if you choose to keep listening. That's on you, and whatever the content of this episode is, it's not my fault. And I'd like to remind you, as I will many, many times, maybe once an episode, Tim Cook featured this very podcast in an Apple keynote presentation.
Okay, so I left you in the last episode. We spoke about the 3D virtual pornographic world when I tried the Oculus Rift, which is a 3D glass. What is it? It's like a machine you put on your face. It's like, why is this so hard to describe? It's a thing you put on. You wear it over your head. It's like a hat. Imagine putting a hat on and it's got goggles. And you put the goggles on and suddenly you're transported into a 3D world. And obviously I went straight to the pornography. Well, I bought and ordered one. It is on the way and I cannot wait to talk more about it because I do believe that these are the future. Mainly for introverts like myself. But I was backing away from telling a story, which I've put no thought into, by the way. I'm 30 or almost 35, and I had the single greatest sexual experience of my life. And it wasn't the straight porn that I was watching in 3D, although that was good, and that did question a lot of my existence and whether or not I kind of really want to have sex with a woman. Stop throwing yourselves at me, guys. Just take a number. But I had, oh my God. Like, I'm a dirt, you know, if you've listened to the early episodes, you know that I'm a dirty whore. And I have done some stuff. Oh, my door's open. Can the neighbors, oh, I don't give a shit. Can the neighbors hear? They've seen. Oh my God. I just thought of another dirty whore moment. I've had a few dirty whore moments over the last few weeks. Okay. I won't start you off with the most amazing sexual encounter, but I will start you off with this. This is so great. If there are children around or anyone under the age of 18, no, this is not for them. Please shoo them away. Turn this off. This is going to be really full on and confronting. Like every episode, this is not designed for those under the age of 18. Maybe if you're 16 or 17, you might be able to listen to a few episodes, but it really shouldn't be. Again, this is coming from a 35-year-old who doesn't understand the youth of today. Anyways, youth, if you're listening, you shouldn't be. I don't know what more else I could do. I've done my due diligence. You know what I'm trying to say. Oh, God. So, I've been on tour over the last, all of October. And going on tour is absolutely one of the most exhausting things. It's horrible. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I fucking hated it. I loved doing the shows, doing the performances. It was just the travel and the random motels and hotels, and you don't actually get to sightsee. I hated it. Now, I was on Grindr all the time, but I was too tired. I wanted to have not only a tour of regional Queensland, but a sexual tour of regional Queensland. And my God, Townsville was where the whores were at. There was a guy that I wanted to hook up with so bad, but he was with a friend. Oh, I was so close. And also I had to share a room with Phoebe at that point. So I was like, where would I go? It was too hot to go outside. I was too sweaty and gross. Like, I would have just pulled my pants down in the car park, because I did end up meeting up in the car park. And he was with his friend. Anyways, that didn't turn into anything. And so I just went quite a while without having any proclivities. Is that the word? Sexual proclivities. And I won't lie, it's getting harder. Not right now, not my penis. Like, as in having intercourse. I wouldn't even call it that. It's not even intercourse that I want. It's just like a little bit of intimacy, some light kissing, you know, bing, bang, bong, dick's in your mouth. Dick's in everyone's mouth. And then see you later. It's getting a lot more difficult to find those people that want to do that on the platforms that I'm on. You know, Grindr, Scruff, Colour, a couple of other very questionable ones. You know, I need to write this down. I'm going to forget. Oh, my God. All the dirty things I've done over the... Where's the pen? Okay. Blindfold. Let's write that. I put an ad out. blindfold. I'll put old mate. And yeah. Oh, fuck me. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, no. So it can be a challenge because I've noticed as my profile grows, more people want to say hello, or they want to say, so they're really lovely. There's some really lovely, sexy people on Grindr that just want to say, you're funny. You're ugly, but you're funny is basically what they say. They don't say it like that. They're like, I really like your videos. And I'm like, oh, thanks. What are you up to? And then I don't hear from them, which means you're funny, but you're only funny because you've got nothing else going for you and I don't want to have sex with you. And I'm like, I really appreciate you messaging me on this app. It's really, like, I get a big ego hit when a sexy headless torso that's ripped with a huge bulge says, you're funny. I'm like, fuck, I'm in. Turns out I'm not in. Never in. They never reply after that. But I still quite like it. But the problem is that no one's keen. That sounds real sad. There were a few people who were keen. Some over the age of 60. And I'm like, oh, no, thanks. Not for me. And so I'm also finding I'm really busy. So finding someone at the exact right moment that you need can be a bit hard. So I've gone back to looking at a website where you just book them in. You pay a fortune. It's called Rent Men. I'm just renting a man for an hour. And I did it. Although this guy I met up with years ago. So he actually turned out to be a fan. And he came over when I was staying in Brisbane. I didn't live here at this point. He's so attractive. Oh my God, he's so hot. There are sometimes people come over and I'm like, how? Are they that desperate? Are they desperate? I mean, I'm desperate. But they're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Oh, and people are like, Christian, don't talk down about yourself. No, look, let's be real. If you saw the gays that lived in my area, Tenerife, Newstead, it's like the gay capital of Brisbane. They are just the stunning, right? I don't fit in. That's fine. The niche market I capitalize on is guys who like ugly people. And there's a good market out there. There's some really hot guys that like ugly people. I'm just joking. Don't feel bad for me. It's fine. Let me just tell you the story because this was so good. So anyway, I see I'm on Rent Men. This guy's got his profile up. Oh my God. Picture like Aussie tradie, like a scruffy, like light brown stubble. He's quite pale, you know, a little bit like lightly hairy, like tall and like ripped and like broad shot, like, like manly. And I was like, yes, please. So anyway, I was like, oh, hey, what are you up to? You know, he was like talking about maybe wanting to, you know, make some videos or whatnot. And he knew what I did and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I can show you what to do while you come over and I pay you for sex. And he's like, he was so great because he's like, yeah, of course. It's what I do for a living. I was like, great. How much? Anyways, so he comes over. I booked an hour. Immediately, straight off the bat. Like, this was the first. I had booked someone off Rent Men before, and it was someone that I knew, and the experience was good. But I think because I knew them, there was a bit of awkwardness. But with this one, I knew him, but he'd sort of removed that awkwardness by just grabbing my dick straight away. He just went straight. He just like, hi, come in. Making out, hand on my dick. I was like, great. He's made the first move. And so it was like, it was on. And then we were chatting. He's really, really, really tall. Oh, I was like, oh, it was great. Anyways, so go into the bedroom. Close off. Doing his thing. Now, he was quite dominant. And he had... Sorry. It wasn't a child's arm for a dick. It was like a teenager's arm. His penis was huge. It was like a 9, 9.5, maybe even 10. I would go 10. It was 10. And it was like it's quite girthy. It's like, congratulations. I can see why you're so popular. So anyway, we're doing anything. And he was quite dominant. And he's like, I'm going to fuck you. And I'm like, oh, I haven't had anything in my butt for 13 years. Not a real big fan of it. And it's painful. And he goes, yeah, nah. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, I don't doubt that at all. But if I'm going to start having someone stick their dick in me, it's not going to be... like, it's literally like being fisted. I'm like, I'm just not going to go straight to being fisted. I might start with a pinky finger, which I still can't get up there. It's just uncomfortable. It's just not for me. And he's like, no, let me show you something. And I was like, oh God, okay. So he was like, I'm going to put this all the way down your throat. And I was like, oh, I mean, I doubt it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've sucked a lot of dick. I'm pretty... Okay, fine. So I just... He sat there and I tried to do it this one particular way. And I was like, that's it. Like, it's at the back of my arm. That's it. There's no more. And he goes, no, no. Roll over. And so I'm like, oh okay. Manhandling me. He's like, God, you're heavy. I'm like, thank you. I know. I've been working out at the gym. It's muscle. It's not fat. I swear. And he goes, all right. So lie... on the bed, but so your head hangs over the bed. Now, I feel like a lot of you will know what's about to happen and some of you won't. Now, I've never had a relationship. I've never had a partner. I've never had someone where you can sort of explore things with. And I feel like maybe this is something partners do at least once in their life, and I had yet to do it. And that was to get absolutely throat fucked whilst being upside down. So I'm lying on my back, my head's hanging off the bed. God, I'm so sorry for this image. Oh, dear. Shout out to my cousins. And he was like, all right. And he was really cool. He was like, so slowly puts it in. And then I get halfway. So it's only like, what's that? It's like 5 inches in. I was like, oh, yep, that's fine. And then he goes like another inch. And I'm like, literally at that point, just saliva, gag, like I'm about to throw up. And then he slides out. He's like, how's that? And I'm like, oh, like crying, like full tears. I'm painting a very vivid picture here. I'll try and paint you a nice picture. So I was naked and I had a six pack and I was ripped and I had just come from the gym and I was glistening with sweat. So just imagine that as me. And then this tall, hot, tradie guy is just... putting his giant fist-like dick in my mouth. So, he goes, all right, let's try again. I'm like, okay. I wasn't loving it. Then he just sort of moves my head a little bit. Oh, my God. He's like, his dick is in my stomach at this point. Like, he's gone. Oh, like, his balls are in my face. Like, I was so proud of myself. And I was like, oh, this is kind of hot. Like, it was almost like, it was that fear, like, I can't breathe. I've got to trust that this guy isn't going to kill me. And then I started thinking about that Daily Mail article about this guy who was really violently having sex with this woman's face and he didn't get off her and she choked to death. And I was like, oh my God, is this going to be, am I going to be on a Daily Mail article tomorrow? But I knew, like, I trusted him enough. But there was that fear whilst you have a 10-inch penis down your throat. And it was kind of hot. And I was like, oh, wow. And he was like, oh, yeah, it feels really good. And I was like, yeah. He probably doesn't, but he's just saying that. And then he slides it out. And I was like, so unattractive. And he was like, yeah, do you want to do it again? I'm like, yeah. Slide it in again. And so he did. And it was this weird, because you can't, I think most guys are just like, fuck your face, right? But you can't do that. Like, that would, like, perforate my... I don't know. It's just not feasible like that. And he was just, like, slow. And it was like... I did not hate that. And he was like, see, that's what I want to do to your asshole. And I was like, oh. As I opened my... I was like, I don't think my sphincter's going to get to that size. And I think that would be quite painful. He goes, no, we'll get you one day. And I was like, yeah, I mean... I want to see you again, but I need to save up just a little bit more. You know? Anyways, did the thing. He was really quite dominating. He didn't stick it in me. And then, yeah, there was that. I felt really good. But he was really dominating. I didn't finish. I was a bit annoyed about that. I was like, oh. But he was like super dominant. Like, oh, I come first. I was like, oh, that's hot. And then he did. And then he finished. And we had a really great chat and he was really hot. I was like, come over anytime. Anyways, that was that. Oh, what's the other thing? Oh my God. Okay, right. So, I have also really amped up. I got a sex toy calendar from Love Honey, I think it's called. And I bought it. It was about $250 because I saw it on TikTok and I was like, I'm going to open, that's going to go off. Like, not only am I going to buy this and love it, but I feel like I made a video of it and it's doing really well. Not sponsored, but I'm absolutely hitting them up next year. Maybe I could collab. I should collab. No one would buy the Christian Hulse sex toy advent calendar. Ooh, look at me with my tits out and my gunt. Ooh, do you feel sexy? Yeah, I've got things that you can put inside of you in my advent calendar. Just on second thought, that's probably not a good collab. But I have been getting a bit mischievous. Now, in one of the things from Love Honey, I bought a hooded blindfold, right? And so I put I will test the water. So there's like Craigslist. It's like Gumtree for sex. And you can put these ads out. And so I put this ad out and it was put on a blind, like I come in, put a blindfold on at the door, and then I just get to do what I want to you. Is that not really hot? Consensually, obviously. I will consent to what I will do to them first. So I put this ad out. Oh my God. It's just like, you know, like being a huge whore and finding other people that are also huge whores. It's just like they just gravitate toward you. Now, granted, most of the whores that message me are at the end of their like life cycle. You know, like, they're usually 50 plus, but only on occasion, I'll find someone in their mid-20s. I'm like, fuck yeah, dirty whore. I was a dirty whore in my mid-20s. I'm still a dirty whore. And I'll get the replies, and I'm sort of like, oh, there's other people like me. Like, you're into that. Would you put a blindfold on and go to some random stranger's house? And not know who they were, and they'll do things to you. I'm like, absolutely, I would. I have. But that's, you have to have done a lot to get to that point. You know, you don't just, it's like sex foreplay. You don't just shove your dick into someone. You've got to do a lot of things to work up to that moment. And this is, it's like sex. It's like when you watch porn. Like, I remember when I was younger, I would just look at a photo of a penis and like, I'd finish. And now I can look at a photo of a penis. Like, I always used to think if I saw a dick, I would go hard. Like, I thought to myself, I can never see a dick. This is when I was like a teenager. I was like, I can never see a dick because I will just get a full erection. I was like, how am I going to, what happens if I'm walking down the street? What happens if I get a job and I see a penis? I can't be erect at work. Like, you desensitize yourself to it. Now I can see photos of dicks and it doesn't elicit a response from me. I can see dicks. I went and saw the Naked Magicians. I saw their dicks. They were good, but it didn't elicit their response because I'm such a whore and I've been so desensitized. And so a lot of people aren't like whores. They're not whorey like me. So they're not desensitized to certain things. So if I said to someone, let's go and hook up in a park, they're like, oh, I don't want people to see us. Whereas I'm like, oh, no, I want people. No, that's why I'm going. That's why I'm getting naked. Well, I'm not getting naked. It's illegal. I'm not doing that. I'm absolutely doing that. But you know, like, so when I put my dirty whoreness out in this ad and I get other dirty whores of the same or younger age, I'm like, the shit you must do must be pretty filthy if you're willing to put a hood on in a stranger's house. Anyways, so a lot of the ads will be for men in their 50s or 60s who really need the sexual help. Like, a lot of the men are like, oh, I'll put a hood on, but can you please shit in my mouth as well? Like, they've obviously done everything there is to possibly do, and now this is it. They're like, oh, I don't get off to anything unless you physically defecate in my mouth. And I'm not up to that level yet. You know what? I'm probably going to get to 55 and I'm absolutely going to be eating human feces and joking on. So disgusting. That's so fucking disgusting. Like, I'm into the piss planet. You've heard, this is nothing new. If you're new here, welcome. But I've done a whole episode about how I drank someone's urine accidentally. Yeah, Your Honor, it was an accident. But I was going through some of the... Let me just read. Hold on. Where's my phone? Let me read some of the replies. Should I read the ad? It's pretty dirty and hoary. Let me go to this website. Sorry, just talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Christian, are you being safe? Yes. No, I am. I also... I take PrEP. I'm safe. I am. He lied. No. I am. Okay, so I want to go to... Is it... Oh, the ad's gone. It's disappeared. But if I go and I... There's two other ads up now, and one is from a guy called Logan. He's 32. He doesn't have any photos. His profile says, just a fella, keen for some fun. Love kink. Oh, wow. And very into nasty taboo stuff. Oh! He's put an ad out, but he hasn't been specific. His ad just says, any dads around? ? So he's got a dad fetish, right? The other ad comes from someone else who's got photos. Bottom hosting in Leichhardt. He's 48. 6 foot. Oh, he's just photos of his dick. He's got a Prince Albert. Oh, here's a photo of him giving a head job. Like, these are the sites that I'm on, guys. I've got an email. So what does this email say? Ooh. Oh, wow. That's guys. So the member that was quite young is called Raw and Tight. And he was like, I'm keen. I was like, yeah. What's his profile? He's 35, so we're the same age. He's 6 foot. And it says, I'm bi and keen to explore and push my boundaries. I'm like, oh, yes, please. Anyways, my ad was literally like, lights off, doors open, put on the blindfold and come in. And then I just get to... I haven't done it yet, so don't judge me. But that's... I will report back once I've done that, and it's either going to be a really good experience or really bad. But a lot of the people that reply, like, they want a little bit more. They just want to be, like, absolutely anally penetrated. And I'm like, I'm not really into that so much, but if that's what you want, I can give you a couple of thrusts. Anyways, so that's where I'm... That's currently where I'm at. I am on websites where sexual proclivity... is at its most intense, and then I'm ordering hookers. I'm at a point in my life where I just never thought I would be. Never thought I would be doing this. It's great. I never thought I'd be earning money to afford to buy hookers. They're not hookers. I can understand why. I understand why, like, people in the performance industry, it's like sex drugs. It's like drugs and hookers. I'm like, yeah, the drugs I don't understand too much. Oh, maybe. If you're really busy and touring and it's a lot, I can understand why you might take drugs because it's really exhausting. But I absolutely get why you just like, you've only got small windows of opportunity. I'm like, I'm booking you in here. Get over, get your dick out. Put that 10-inch monster down my throat. Go. Wow. The other story I was going to tell you was about the most amazing sexual experience I'd ever had, but we've run out of time. I might save that up. Use it in another episode. Wow. It's been really full on. Hasn't it? These last ones. Thanks for listening. I wish I had a count that could tell me how many people made it to the end. I wouldn't think very many. But if you would like to, just leave a review on whatever platform you're listening it to. And just say, just can your review be, if you loved it or hated it, but just say you got to the hooker episode. You were like, I listened to the episode where Christian bought a hooker and had a great time. It was a really interesting episode. Well, that sounds attractive. Anyway, just do what you want. Don't leave a review. It's fine. That's too much effort. Thank you. Bye.
I have to record a closer. So this is the closer. The podcast is over. Please go home now. Finished. The end.